My friends, those of you who listen to the show on a regular basis know that me and Mike have a, shall we say, fun obsession with Back to the Future. And when we heard there was a musical about Back to the Future, we were intrigued. And then when we saw it was getting rave reviews, we were more intrigued. And then we heard it was coming to Seattle. Lead producer Colin Ingram, together with Robert Zemeckis and Bob Gale, the creators of the Back to the Future film trilogy, are bringing the show to the Paramount Theater, and they're going to have this thing running from December 10th through 22nd. Joining us now on the KVI studio line, Marty McFly himself, Caden Brausch, who is a local boy who grew up doing professional theater in the greater Seattle area for the Fifth Avenue Theater and the Village Theater, and is now starring in this awesome musical. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Such a pleasure. Now, is this the kind of thing where you said, wow, I got to be in Back to the Future no matter what? Or you said a gig is a gig? How'd this come to be?
Oh, I mean, like when this, my agent sent me the audition, and when I got it, I was like, oh my God, this is everything I love. This is rock and roll. This is Back to the Future. This is, you know, a very funny show, a show with a lot of heart. It's a dream come true role. And I mean, I say a dream come true, but like the idea of playing Marty McFly was never even like a possibility in my mind. And now here I am, and it's incredible.
I find it entertaining, especially since Robert Zemeckis and Bob Gale say they have it in their wills that nobody's ever allowed to remake Back to the Future, but they made an exception for the musical. So is this something that just covers the first movie? Is it the entire trilogy? What's it like?
No, so this is just the first movie, and I've spoken to Bob about it, about never having a remake or anything, but I think this is a really fun, innovative way to kind of keep Back to the Future alive, show it to a new generation. I've had a lot of people come up to me after the show and with their kids, little like, you know, 6, 7, 8 year olds, and they're like, they just watched the movie for the first time last night, so. It's keeping the movie alive. It's keeping, you know, these characters alive in a really cool new way. It's a real honor to be a part of this thing.
It's pretty awesome. Now, I assume it's not you guys just singing along to Alan Silvestri's score from the original movie. I've seen bits and pieces of this. It seems like it's all new original music for this thing.
Well, mostly original music. Yeah. But, we still got to give the people what they want and do. We have Power of Love and Back in Time, Huey Lewis in there. We have Johnny B. Goode. Other than that, we have a totally new score. Glenn Ballard, writing it with Alan Silvestri, and, you know, the amount of Grammys that man has, he just got a Hollywood, star on the, so like we're dealing with some big, big names here, and it's a real fun show, fun songs throughout, really rock the house.
That's awesome. Now, one of the stories about how Back to the Future originally got made is Disney passed on it because they said, we don't want to do movies with incest in them. But of course, we know what that actually means regarding this whole thing. You know, the whole go back in time and meet your parents kind of deal. Yet people are bringing their kids. You know, I rented out a theater during COVID when they were having, hey, rent it out for whatever you want. Took a bunch of friends. My daughter saw it there for the first time.
Sure. Oh, she loved amazing.
It. Yeah, it was really great. I mean, I'm slightly obsessed with this movie, just so you know.
So, yeah, no, me too.
You get a whole new generation of this kind of thing. Was this something you grew up watching with your family?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you said you rented out a theater. I went to a drive-in theater at this park in Redmond, I think, that and during COVID, and we saw Back to the Future, me and a friend of mine, and you know, like to sit in a drive-in movie theater and watch that movie, like it felt so right. It felt so cool. And, you know, I just remember leaving being like, God, that's just the best movie. And now like 3, 4 years later, here we are.
So I assume at the end of the movie, the car flies in some way. I have technical questions about the DeLorean on stage, but were you disappointed you didn't get to ride a hoverboard in this thing?
It's funny you mention a hoverboard. Audiences might have to come see what we do about a hoverboard in this show. But but it was a lot of fun learning how to skateboard. I'd never known how to skateboard before this show, and I took lessons. They brought in someone to teach me how to skateboard, which was pretty cool. And as far as the car and flying, I mean, you gotta come see the show, see what we're able to pull off here on stage, which is a pretty incredible feat.
I will definitely be bringing my entire family. In the last few minutes, we have with Caden Brausch, who is starring as Marty McFly in the Back to the Future musical, which is going to be at the Paramount Theater December 10th through 22nd. You can get your tickets now through Ticketmaster or calling 1-800-982-2787, or, of course, go to their website at the Paramount. So something I had a question about. Have you been able to meet any of the stars from the original movie throughout the production of this? You said you spoke to Bob Gale. Have you spoken to anybody else about this?
So Bob Gale was there with us through like the whole rehearsal process. You know, you really feel the love from him with, you know, and the approval of his, you know, continuing this story on. He is the only one I've been able to meet so far, but about a month before we get to Seattle, we're in LA at the Pantages, and I'm really crossing my fingers. It's going to be pretty cool. Oh, I mean, I got to meet Glenn Ballard and Alan Silvestri, which was, you know, talk about starstruck, but really, really crossing my fingers for LA to meet some of the people.
That's awesome. I am so excited to see this musical when it comes to town. Back to the Future, the musical, will come to Seattle as part of the 2024-2025 Broadway season at the Paramount. It's going to be running from December 10th through 22nd. You can get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com by calling 1-800-982-2787 or, of course, checking out their website, BroadwayAtTheParamount.com. Thank you so much, Caden Brausch, who's starring as Marty McFly. Really appreciate you joining us today, and I look forward to seeing you in person when I come see the show.
Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you out there.
Such a pleasure. We got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues. Where we're going, we don't need roads. You're listening to the Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.